Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God in the book of Genesis. As Abraham sat at the door of his tent at noon, the Eternal appeared to him beside the Mamre oaks. He raised his eyes, and there stood three men before him. When he saw them, he ran from the door of the tent to welcome them, and bowed to the ground, saying, "Pray, sirs, if I have found favor with you, do not pass your servant by. Since you have come to your humble servant, have a little water brought to wash your feet, and then lie down under the tree till I fetch a bite of food to refresh you. After that you can go on." "Do as you propose," they said. So Abraham hurried inside the tent and said to Sarah, "Quick, fetch a bushel of meal and knead it and make some rolls." And Abraham ran to the herd, and he took a tender plump calf, which he handed to his slave, who hurried to dress it. Taking curds and milk and the veal that he had dressed, he placed them before the men. And he stood beside them under the tree as they ate. Then they asked him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" "Inside the tent there," he said. "Well," said the Eternal, "I will come back to you next spring when your wife Sarah shall have a son." Sarah was listening behind the tent door. She and Abraham were old, well on in years, and the custom of women had ceased with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, "Marriage bliss for a worn old creature like me with an old husband." The Eternal said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and ask, 'Is an old woman like me really going to bear a child?' Is anything too hard for the Eternal? Next spring I will return to you when the time comes round and Sarah has a son." Then Sarah denied it. She said, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. "Nay," he said, "but you did laugh." Then the men went away, gazing toward Sodom. Abraham went to escort them, and the Eternal thought, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am going to do, seeing that Abraham is to become a large and powerful nation, and that all nations of the world are to seek bliss like his? I have chosen him that he may charge his sons and his household after him, to follow the directions of the Eternal by doing what is good and right, so that the Eternal may fulfill for Abraham what he has promised." Then said the Eternal, "Loud is the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah, and their sin must be heavy indeed. We will go down and see if their deeds answer to the outcry that has reached us. We would find out whether it is so." So the men turned away toward Sodom, while Abraham remained standing before the Eternal. When Abraham went nearer, he said, "Wilt thou really sweep away good and bad together? Suppose there are 50 good folk in the town. Wilt thou really sweep away the place and not forgive it for the sake of the 50 good folk in it? Far be it from thee to act like that, to slay good and bad together, letting the good fare as the bad fare. Far be that from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth be just?" The Eternal said, "If I can find 50 good folk in the town of Sodom, I will forgive the whole place for their sake." Then Abraham went on, "Here I am venturing to speak to the Lord, I who am mere dust and dross. Suppose 5 are wanting out of the 50 good folk. Wilt thou really sweep away the whole place for the lack of 5? He replied, "I will not sweep it away if I can find 45 in it." Once more he asked him, "Perhaps 40 may be found in it." "I will spare it," he said, "for the sake of the 40. Then he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry. Let me say one word. Suppose 30 are found in it." "I will spare it," he said, "if I can find 30 there." And he said, "Here I am, venturing to speak to the Lord. Supposing 20 are found in it." "I will not sweep it away," he replied, "for the sake of the 20. Then he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry. Let me say one more word. Suppose 10 are found in it." "I will not sweep it away," he replied, "for the sake of the 10. The Eternal went away as soon as he ceased talking to Abraham, and Abraham went home. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Genesis.